Sitting in Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Sacca family in memory of their patriarch Joseph Sacco's 50th Yuritzite just occurred. We begin the third paragraph of Shema. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, it's an innocuous benign pasuk. How much could you say about this? How much are we meant to be thinking about when we recite this opening pasuk of the third paragraph? But if you give it thought for a moment, you'll realize there are several questions. Number one, the redundancy of these opening two psukim. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, God spoke to Moshe, lemor, saying. What does the word lemor add? What is it contributing? Hashem spoke to Moshe. Good, new. Tell us what he said. What do you mean lemor? Hashem spoke to Moshe, lemor. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'yamarta aleihem, and tell them. So if the word lemor meant God spoke to Moshe, and Moshe, here's what you're meant to tell the Jewish people, then why is the very next words, speak to the Jewish people, v'yamarta aleihem, and say to them? What's the difference between lemor and v'yamarta aleihem? And why does it say, v'yomer Hashem el Moshe lemor? Often or normally throughout the Torah it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Why here is it Vayomer rather than Vayidaber? So it seems like an innocuous pasuk, we read it every day, several times a day, has many questions if you simply pause to give it some thought and to try to understand it. So the Ramban, Parshas Va'era very recently, the Ramban brings Mefarshim who say the word lemor means lemor li Yisrael. Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, lemor. Saying, say to the Jewish people. But the Ramban himself raises a problem, raises the question that we just said. Then what does V'yamarta aleihem mean? You just said lemor, what does it mean aleihem? So the Ramban says the word lemor means something different. The word lemor means birur ha'inyan. Kodesh Baruch the Ribbono Shalom was signaling to Moshe, I'm going to be very direct. I'm going to be very concise. I'm going to be very clear. V'yidaber Hashem Moshe lemor means Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Ba'amira Gemura. There's nothing wishy-washy. There's nothing ambiguous. There's no guesswork. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you to you very clearly. Not a misupekes, not beremez, no doubt, no hint, no illusion. There's no puzzle. There's no riddle. There's nothing you have to figure out. Lemor means I'm telling it to you specifically and I'm telling it to you directly. So the way the Ramban understands, and I didn't appreciate this until I just saw it, and it changes the way you'll say this pasuk, hopefully, forever. That Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, lemor, lemor lo. God spoke to Moshe, saying to him. Lemor doesn't mean for Moshe to repeat to the Jewish people. Lemor means God spoke to Moshe, lemor lo, and he was speaking to him directly, clearly, clearly. Why Vayomer instead of Vayidaber? If normally b'chol Torah kula, it's Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemor. Why is it Vayomer Hashem Moshe here? So the Rechayim HaKadosh quotes Natan de Be'eliyahu and says that the word Vayomer as opposed to Vayidaber, Vayomer means someone is appeased. There was something bothering. You're responding, you're clarifying, even in anticipation, you're bevorning the issue the other person had. So what was bothering Moshe Rabbeinu that stimulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say Vayomer rather than Vayidaber? So the Medrash Tanna Be'eliyahu tells us, Moshe asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'yimei Chol, Manichin Yisrael Tefillin V'zocher Nes HaMitzvos. On a weekday, 6 days a week, the Jewish people put on their tefillin, strap it to our arm, we wear it on our head, our heart. We understand, we remember the role of mitzvos. B'yam HaShabbos B'mei Yizkru, but on Shabbos, how will we remember? We begin our day every weekday by putting on tefillin. And the tefillin are these satellites. They receive the signal. We zone in. We remember what matters, what's important. We set and we clarify our priorities, our ambition for the day. Tefillin and the messages that are contained therein, the tefillin are able to focus us. So that works 6 days a week. But you wake up Shabbos morning, how will you remember what matters? How will you remember to have the right priorities? So Ribbono Shalom answered, Hareini nosein lahem mitzvah tzitzis. Don't worry. I'm going to give them a mitzvah called tzitzis. Tefillin is only 6 days a week, but tzitzis is all seven. Shabbos morning, when you put on the tzitzis, you will remember. As we spoke about last night, the strings, the word tzitzis, the strings, the knots add up to Taryag 6:13. We see them and we remember. Don't worry. And that's what it means, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. That's why. It's an aberration. Normally it's Vayidaber Hashem. Here it's Vayomer. Why is the Vayomer? Hashem was trying to appease. He was trying to respond and resolve a difficulty, something that was bothering. What was bothering Moshe? What will you do on Shabbos? Don't worry. 7 days a week, you put on the uniform. You never ever dress down. You're never out of uniform. There is no civilian clothing in Judaism where you don't wear your tzitzis. At night, you're exempt. But we wake up every morning, we put on our tzitzis, we wear our uniform, we are agents, ambassadors on a mission, serving in the unit of the army of Hashem, and therefore, don't worry. It's not only 6 days a week, it is all seven. We'll begin with what's V'amarta Aleihem then, according to not the Ramban, the other interpretation that Lemur means to the Jewish people, what's V'amarta Aleihem, Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.